Welcome, I'm Matt Martin, General Manager of KALW, and this is a special edition of Your Legal Rights. For more than 30 years, Chuck Finney was host and producer of this program. It was his passion, and it was his joy. And just 2 weeks ago, Chuck was in this seat on the air, hosting a Valentine's Day program about family law. But only 10 days after that, this past Saturday night, he passed away after a brief stay at Stanford Medical Center. It was a shock to us here at KALW and to the many colleagues and friends and listeners who knew and valued him. And in this hour, giving tribute to Chuck's life and work, we're going to hear from a lot of those people. But before anything else, we want to send our support and care to Chuck's family in this incredibly difficult time, to his wife and life partner, Joanne Carpenter, herself an attorney, someone who Chuck always credited as his greatest supporter in public radio, and also their daughter, Alexandra, who I've been fortunate to get to talk to a few times over the past few days. We know what we can only imagine what a difficult time this is for you, and we support you, and we thank you for sharing Chuck with us for all of these years. As I say, on tonight's program, we're going to hear from many, many people who knew Chuck Finney in different ways, as a friend, as a colleague, as a public servant, as a public broadcaster, as someone who's just a trusted and caring voice on the radio. And before we begin, I want to address a question that I know might be on your mind, which is the future of Your Legal Rights on KALW. As anyone who's been around this show knows, Chuck was its heart from the beginning, right up until he went into the hospital last week. And as a result, it's going to take some time for us to regroup, figure out how we will carry on the work of informing and educating the public about law that Chuck began. But do know that we believe in the value of that work, and we are committed to carrying Chuck's legacy forward. And tonight we're honoring that legacy. We welcome your memories and appreciations of Chuck Finney. You can call us here in the studio at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can also email kalw@kalw.org. And I want to begin the tribute tonight by welcoming on a longtime friend and collaborator of Chuck, someone who's played a really important role in keeping Your Legal Rights going and strong over the years. Alice O'Sullivan, thanks so much for being with us here tonight, for calling in.
Thank you, Matt, for making this tribute to Chuck Finney possible. Not only was Chuck a good friend, but a person I truly admired. I admired his unwavering dedication to the education of consumers, his commitment to protection of consumers, his 30-plus years of giving so much time to public radio as a means to disseminate information regarding consumer protection. I admired the way he treated all people with respect and dignity, regardless of ethnicity, gender, age, sexual orientation, or financial status, and made everyone comfortable, both guests and listeners. He was dedicated and clearly committed in his love of his wife and daughter, and so I send my love and sympathy to them. I have two brief representations of emails that I have, of the many emails I've received on behalf of Chuck Finney. One is from Jeff Bleich, who is a past president of the State Bar of California and a former U.S. ambassador to Australia. He asked me to pass this message along to all of you. He said, "Chuck was an exceptional person in every way, as a prosecutor, a journalist, a guardian of values and ethics, and a true and genuine friend to others. Like his many other friends and fans, I grieve his loss and will miss him dearly." One more, Barry Nace, past president of the National Board of Trial Advocacy and a prominent trial attorney, wrote, "I was only on Chuck's show once, but it was my pleasure. Between 9 and 10 p.m., I was sitting alone in my office in Washington, D.C. He made it so easy. Truly, it is my honor to say, I was on Chuck Finney's Your Legal Rights." Thank you so much, Matt. We love Chuck, and I'm delighted to hear that you're going on with his work.
Alice, thank you so much for all the support that you gave Chuck and that you gave this program and helping really convene the community of people around it. And that includes right now a group of lawyers who have given their time, once a month, come in and answered calls to people. And I do want to remind everyone that this is a Call a Lawyer night. We do have attorneys in our phone room at 800-525-9917 to answer your legal questions free of charge, to give advice. That's what Chuck was all about, and we wanted to make sure on this tribute night that we continued that tradition of the Call a Lawyer night. Alice, thanks so much for getting in touch and for all your support.
Thank you so much.
We have received so many emails over the last couple of days, including from people who were really served by Chuck's show and by Your Legal Rights. I got one from a listener who preferred to remain anonymous who says, through Chuck's show, I learned about my options years ago in contemplating and purchasing a house for the first time, my rights as a disabled worker, my rights over my work as an artist, and so much more. All of the great radio shows I listen to and have ever heard on public radio, this show has been the most useful and powerful to me. I hope his family knows how much he did for people like me. He most definitely left the world a better place. Also got this email from Elizabeth Garsonen, who says she moved from San Francisco to Canada and discovered Your Legal Rights soon after the show began. And she says, he hosted great guests and was always sincerely inquisitive and fair. He helped me take hold of my financial situation, to plan for the future, to go through an equitable divorce and prepare for retirement. Chuck was truly remarkable. And I think it's that legacy of really serving the public that Chuck would be really glad to hear what his work and commitment has meant to people. I want to go next to David Hellman, who's called in at 415-841-4134 to talk about Chuck Finney. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Matt. I've been a participant on this show for probably about 20 years, two or three times a year, talking about taxes and estate planning. Chuck has always been a wonderful host, well prepared, and he's a person that we're going to greatly miss. I'm very glad that you're going to continue the program in some form, and hopefully I can help in that process. So thank you again very much for having this tribute to a man that we all loved and found to be a great friend as well as a great public servant. Thank you much.
Thank you, David, for calling in. And if you have a memory or appreciation of Chuck Finney on this special edition of Your Legal Rights, welcome you to give us a call at 415-841-4134, or you can email at kalw@kalw.org. We've just got an email from Steve Wagstaff, who says, I'm Steve Wagstaff, San Mateo County District Attorney. And he says, on Monday morning, I sent the following message to all members of my office. It sums up what Chuck meant to us. He says, it's with great sadness that I tell you that retired Deputy District Attorney Chuck Finney passed away this past Friday after a very short illness. He joined the office in 1985 and worked in our consumer environmental unit until his retirement on December 31st, 2013. Chuck's devotion to the community was so deep that after retirement and through January of this year, he continued to volunteer for our office 2 days a week, responding to consumer complaints. Chuck also hosted a weekly radio show for the California State Bar called Your Legal Rights and continuously provided assistance and education for members of the public to whom he was so deeply devoted. But most significantly, to all of us who knew Chuck well, he was the very definition of a gentleman. Always upbeat, and always wanted to know what he could do to help his coworkers and the public. He will be greatly missed. Thank you so much, Steve, for that. So many appreciations coming in, and I'm joined now in the studio by three people who have been longtime volunteers on Call a Lawyer Nights. We are having a Call a Lawyer Night tonight. Have specialists in a number of areas who you can talk to, and I might as well let people know. You can talk to folks who know about labor law, criminal law, trust and estates, landlord-tenant law, intellectual property, family law, and tax and real estate law at 800-525-9917. As we pay tribute to Chuck Finney, I want to provide information. That's what we're here for. Jeff, why don't you start, introduce yourself, and say something about Chuck and what he meant to you.
My name is Jeff Hayden. I've known Chuck for close to 20 years. I first met Chuck in an arraignment calendar, of all places, about 20 years ago. I remember I was taken by that baritone voice that made you feel so welcome. And instantly upon talking with him, I knew this was someone you could trust, you could deal with. It's not the usual adversary where you believe what you see and maybe watch and learn and make sure that they're not having an edge. Chuck was not like that, and you knew immediately he wasn't like that. Within a few years, I was up here volunteering every month for Call a Lawyer for a number of years. There are some very few people in the world that you would never, ever want to say no if it's on their behalf or if they have asked you, and Chuck is on that very, very short list. I remember just last week being asked if I could come in and host the show, and it was on just a couple of hours' notice. I didn't know what it was about, but all I was thinking of is Chuck is ailing. I'm going to come up and do it for Chuck. You just don't say no when it's for his benefit. He will be sorely, sorely missed. A positive force for so, so many people.
Yeah, somebody who created a lot of loyalty from the way that he approached everything that he did. Sal, you want to introduce yourself?
Thank you. Salvatore Timpano here. I've been a regular guest on the program and also a lawyer who takes calls in the back for Chuck. I've known Chuck probably 5 or 6 years, and I met him here at the radio program through the San Francisco Bar Association. I've always known him as a host to the program, but he's also he was also a good personal friend and a gentleman. I have to agree with what others have said about Chuck, and I know I'll miss him, and I believe all his listeners will miss him as well.
Yes, and you want to add?
Yeah, hi, I'm Robert Wyman. I'm the workers' compensation attorney, and it was nice to hear Alice O'Sullivan's voice because she's the one who introduced me to Chuck. I've known Alice for 30 years, and like Chuck, she volunteered with every legal organization in the state. She worked with the state bar. She spent countless hours here helping Chuck with your legal rights, and some 5-10 years ago, I think she asked me to help out when she couldn't be here, and I've been coming regularly now for quite a while, and Chuck reminded me a lot of Alice. You know, gave a lot of himself, a calm, friendly personality, and you know, I've been sort of blessed with my legal career that I've been surrounded by really good people that want to do the right thing and want to help people, and that's certainly the case with Chuck, and I'll just miss his smile when we came in here on Wednesdays and had our pizza, and he always wanted to make sure that we were comfortable and happy and well taken care of here at the station, and he certainly made us feel like family here at KLW.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob just touched on a couple of things, but he was mentioning work with the State Bar. I'm the immediate past chair of the Board of Legal Specialization. I'm a recent president of the San Mateo County Bar. I've been a bit of a bar junkie, and I can tell you there's no arena where I have volunteered that they don't know Chuck, that people really don't appreciate Chuck. I've seen it published by the Board of Legal Specialization for all of its volunteers throughout the state. This is a tremendous loss that we've all felt, and it spans in so many arenas that Chuck has touched.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for being here tonight, offering your time, your appreciation of Chuck, and your expertise to the community. That's what the program is about, and we really appreciate you being here. And we also want to talk to Mike Farrell, who's called in at 415-841-4134 to express his thoughts upon this. This night we're paying tribute to Chuck Finney. Mike, thanks for calling in.
I'd say it's a pleasure, but of course the circumstances are heartbreaking, so it's far from a pleasure. I'm thrilled, I must say, though, to hear these words of praise for Chuck. Chuck and I, excuse me, have been friends since grammar school. We met almost 70 years ago, and have been dear friends ever since. We went through school together, through high school together, I should say. Chuck went on to law school and college, and then law school. And I went in another direction, but we always maintained contact. I've never known, excuse me, his death was a shock to, I guess, all of us. He was here in my home just a matter of a month or two ago when we were together at a high school graduation class reunion, and we spent the night here. And we talked about getting together more this year, and that it will not be. So it's tough. I have to say, he is simply the sweetest man I have ever known. He is the epitome of what you want in a friend. He was the, I'm thrilled to hear the, all these words of praise from people in the legal profession, because he kind of downplayed his impact on the law. Whenever anybody talked to Chuck about what he did, he was, you know, he was sweet about it. He was straightforward about it, but he didn't emphasize the fact that he did a radio show that offered legal advice, that he made advice available to people. He was self-effacing and always, as somebody said a minute ago, always wanting to help the other person, always wanting to find out about the needs of somebody else and what he could do to help. He was my friend, one of my closest friends for all these years, and it is it's beyond difficult to talk about him without tears running down my face, given what has happened. But I can only say that I know him to be a champion of everything good in our society. I know him to have been an extraordinary caregiver to his wife and a father to his daughter and a brother to his sister and his the pride of his family. He was certainly the pride of those of us who knew him and associated with him through school and in life.
Mike, I'm sorry for your loss, and I truly appreciate you taking time to call in. And of course, you've been on the program over the years talking about your work about on the death penalty, and I appreciate that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, Chuck was very generous in allowing me time to debate Attorney General Wagstaff and to just discuss the what I consider to be the inequities associated with the death penalty. But he was always fair. He was always even-handed. He was always ensuring that there could be somebody who could argue the other side, which is fine by me. But that's typical of Chuck. He just wants everything to be clear, open, and fair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. So, really appreciate it. And as I say, obviously a hard loss for a lot of people, but you in particular, and I thank you for taking time to call us and be part of the conversation and paying tribute to Chuck.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks.
This is a special edition of Your Legal Rights. I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW, and we are taking this hour to pay tribute to Chuck Finney, who was host of this program for over 30 years. He began it at KQED Radio in 1984, came to KALW in 1986, and has been here ever since, through 2 weeks ago when he was on the air doing this program. And very suddenly last week went into the hospital and passed away over the weekend. And so we're taking time tonight to remember his work and to pay a bit of tribute. And I want to read a couple of emails. So many people have gotten in touch remembering Chuck. One came in from Lucy, who says, "Your Legal Rights has been such an invaluable program for the Bay Area community for decades. A brilliantly informative resource for all of us listeners. Legal advice is, although often necessary, is beyond the means of many people, and to get it free is phenomenal. I learned so much over the years, even about legal issues I didn't realize I should know about. I will miss hearing Uncle Chuck, as he became known in our household. Chuck Finney's delivery was smart and insightful, and yet he always showed his humanity, compassion, and often with great humor." And that is certainly something a lot of people around the station know, like Chuck. He brought a smile to everything that he did, and you know, you have a hard day, you run into Chuck, he tried to lighten it for you, and so that's just one of the things that made him special. We've got some more regulars from the Call a Lawyer Night Room who are in the studio now. Ron, why don't you start, introduce yourself and share your thoughts.
Well, I'm Ron Rohde, and Chuck first asked me to come in way back in 2004, and I've been coming since then, and it was always a privilege to come in here and help people out and answer questions on the air, or not, well, both on the air and off the air. And he had me as a guest several times for several different subjects, most recent being drone law, also intellectual property law, and auto lemon law. So, plus there were people, sometimes he would just call me in the middle of the week and say, somebody came in with this problem. Can you help him out? And I, sure, no problem. So he will be greatly missed. And he was such a gentleman and such a kind person. It's just hard to believe that he's gone. In some respects, it's like I expect to go around the corner here in the studio and see him coming around the corner. So it's almost like he's not gone. But I have to remind myself that he is, and he will be missed.
Thank you, Ron. Catherine?
I'm Catherine Ray Wong, and I practice in Redwood City, the same place where Chuck practiced for so many years. He watched me grow up as a lawyer, and I practice in the area of trust and estates. I worked in the courthouse, and he was housed in the DA's office there for many years. He watched me kind of grow up, and I went out into private practice. And he always instilled in me this sense of duty to volunteer as a lawyer, to be able to give advice to people who couldn't otherwise afford us. And so I watched him in awe as he did so much to bring so many of us together to champion his cause, to reach as many people as possible and make lawyers reachable. And I learned so much about listening to him on his show for so many years. I've been coming here for probably 18 years, and every once in a while I come a couple of times a year, and I've done the show several times, and I know that San Mateo County Bar Association and all of us that come and answer the phones here and have the far-reaching, Chuck had far-reaching friends and the respect of people actually all over the nation. He was a trailblazer in bringing this show to many for so long, and I hope that we can continue it in his memory. He will be missed.
No, that is our intention to carry on. It's going to take some time to figure out how we do it, but the value of the work is clear, and Chuck set an incredible precedent about how to do it. So thank you for that.
And I know all of us are here to support you in that, so whatever we can do, we're here.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm Mark Seidenfeld, and I practice in San Bruno. And for many years, I was an on-air guest of Chuck, mostly talking about landlord-tenant, but also trust and estates. And two things about Chuck stand out. Number one, he was a true gentleman. He never had a bad word to say about anybody. And secondly, he was a passionate advocate for consumers. He really, really believed in consumer rights. And occasionally he would call me, actually it got more frequent as the years went by, saying, Mark, you have to take this case. This person needs help, and you're the one to do it. And he would talk me into it, even though I wasn't always happy about it, but I did it for Chuck. He was a great guy, and he really will be missed.
Now, I've received many stories from people talking about Chuck just offering his time or making his efforts. And Eric Jansen, who's somebody who was a longtime announcer and here, talked about, you know, Chuck just, you know, telling somebody on the air, hey, here's my office number. Give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, and here, of course, basically giving his office number to everyone who might be listening. And that wasn't something that stopped him.
And then he would send them to me sometimes. So.
Well, it's about he really engaged the community. So thank you for being part of that. We are here tonight paying tribute to Chuck Finney on a special edition of Your Legal Rights. If you'd like to join us and share your memories or appreciations of Chuck, the number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. We also have gotten a lot of emails that have come in at kalw@kalw.org. I'm going to read a couple of them. Linda Mostovoy writes, he brought the law profession to me in a non-threatening, humane, and reasonable manner. And I always looked at lawyers and the law as being scary, expensive, and wanted to avoid the whole business at all costs. I listened to his show for over 10 years on Wednesday nights religiously, and even though most of the matters were not pertinent to my life, I loved hearing discussions and points of view from all sides. He was so old-fashioned in some ways and so very kind and well-meaning. Thank you so much, Linda. Also got an email from David Hill, who says, I came to know and admire Chuck when I was KQED's board chairman, and he hosted a call-in program on KQED-FM. I was a regular guest, which enabled me to answer listeners and viewers' questions directly. He was gracious and always supportive, as long as I stuck to the facts. He was also talented, able to sustain listeners' interest and attention, which I found most impressive, a five-star human being. David, thank you so much for writing in. And we have another of our Call a Lawyer regulars who I'll introduce in a moment. But I want to bring on B.J. Fadum, who's called in at 415-841-4134. B.J., welcome to this tribute to Chuck Finney.
Thank you very much. I, too, was introduced to Chuck about 8 or 9 years ago from Alice O'Sullivan, and I started doing Call a Lawyer Night and then eventually started being a regular guest. But for the last 3 years, I've actually worked with Chuck. We've been putting together the family law programs for your legal rights, and he was always focused on what can we do to give the consumers, what is the information we need to get to the consumers out. He had an incredible sense of humor, and working with him closely, he was always worried about everybody else more than himself. He was the most incredible person I've ever met, and I'm actually still in shock myself, but he was always a gracious host. He always made sure that we presented the programs in the best interest of the consumer so that they can understand, and posing questions that he knew that would be a general public question. He is going to be more missed than anyone can imagine.
BJ, thank you for taking time to call in and share your appreciation and your, and yeah, missing Chuck. It was really fast, and he was here so long and served the community for so long. So it's good to take time to think about that. And also, we are tonight having our Call a Lawyer Night, where you can speak to attorneys off the air. That's something Chuck began decades ago, and it's been a monthly tradition here on Your Legal Rights. We have specialists in landlord-tenant law, trust and estates, criminal law, intellectual property, family law, and tax and real estate law ready to take your questions off the air until 8 o'clock at 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917 to speak to the lawyers in our phone room for Call a Lawyer Night. Janet, you've joined us here in the studio as well as Jessica and Frank talking about you all are regular people who have known Chuck for a long time coming in and supporting this program. Share your thoughts.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt. I'm Janet Frankel, and I'm a family law specialist, and I'm actually sitting in the back room with all of these other attorneys. And we've all been corralled by Chuck in the most gentle and persuasive and gentlemanly of ways to come and help him in his quest to help consumers. So I don't really want to say much more about Chuck other than, you know, he was such a gentleman. He had such a wonderful voice. He listened to every perspective. He drew out the best in everyone who came on the show. And I just wanted to go on record saying that. And now I'm going to go back and take some more calls.
Absolutely. And his commitment, you know, was incredible. Even last week when he couldn't do the show, what his primary concern was, what's going to happen? Is it going to go on? Mm. So, yes. Jessica.
Right. I'm Jessica Chilik. I'm a landlord-tenant attorney, and I've been on the air a number of times with Chuck, and I've been working in the room in the back with the other lawyers answering calls even longer than I was on the air. That's actually how I got on the air the first time. His guest didn't show up, and I was back there, and he's like, you do landlord-tenant.
You were drafted.
My topic. So come in. And, you know. But it was always, as was mentioned, gently persuasive. It was hard to say no to Chuck. You didn't want to. And so you didn't. But it's also for the benefit of the community, which was always his focus. He was always concerned that the consumers understand their rights, that people understand the questions. If we use jargon or shorthand, he'd always, you know, ask a clarifying question. You know, to make sure that we were connecting with the people out there that he wanted to reach, that he felt it was important that, you know, a great number of people who can't afford legal services should get at least basic information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he was about, sharing the information, breaking down that barrier so that everybody, because everybody, obviously, there are legal rights. And so not to treat it as an insider-outsider kind of thing. Did you want to add something more?
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Jessica. Frank.
Yes, good evening. My name is Frank Adam. I practice in real estate, tax, and other areas of law. And I just wanted to say that I've known Chuck for about 17-plus years, and he was the nicest person I have ever met. He was a gentleman through and through, and I'm going to miss him terribly. I'm going to leave my comments there. It's terribly sad news. Rest in peace, Chuck. We love you.
Rest in peace, Chuck.
Thank you very much. We are talking about Chuck Finney on this. It's a difficult night, and I thank you all for being here, answering questions from folks in the phone room, and for coming on and talking about Chuck. Truly, truly appreciate it. And, I mean, Chuck was somebody who also was really beloved around KALW. He was somebody who we loved working with here at the station. And I want to invite callers to call in at 415-841-4134. And we will be back with some of your calls after a brief message that was recorded by Debbie Kennedy, who's a longtime announcer and host here at the station who worked with Chuck many times over the years. I'll let Debbie speak for herself.
I don't really have any funny stories or anecdotes about Chuck Finney to tell. However, I did want to say that he was an absolutely wonderful man. He always had a good word to say about our work together and always asked about my family and seemed absolutely genuinely interested. If I ever had a legal question, he was right there to give advice, or he would produce the telephone number of one of his many colleagues who could help me with my questions. Sometimes, if things went wrong, you know, if a guest wasn't there on the phone line or some other technical glitch happened, he was never cross. He was never angry. In fact, I don't think he had an angry bone in his body. He was always friendly and helpful, knowledgeable, and a pleasure to work with. He genuinely cared about people and spent his working life trying to make this world a better place. And that is something you don't usually say about a lawyer. Goodbye, Chuck. You are a bright light in this world and will be sorely missed. Thanks.
Thank you, Debbie. We want to thank everyone who's been part of this program and helped keep it going, including Joanne Mars at the controls right now, Martin McLean, who's taking phone calls, as always, here on Wednesday evening. And we want to take your calls at 415-841-4134. Let's go next to Marie in San Francisco. Marie, thanks for calling into this tribute to Chuck Finney. You're on the air. Go ahead, Marie. Let's go next to Don Johnson. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. I've known Chuck for probably 18 years. Everything that I've heard so far on the program, all words like advocate and decent and just kind and caring, That's what I felt from Chuck as well. He truly cared about people, and he truly cared about people receiving, in our realm, I work for the Bureau of Auto Repair, he cared about people receiving fair and honest auto repair in the Bay Area. He had very interesting questions. I don't know if everybody knows this, but Chuck was quite a car guy. He had a Cadillac Eldorado Brit that he just loved. And he,
that's a beautiful car.
Yes, that was his baby. That was his car. And he had a lot of automotive knowledge. He had a great amount of common sense, and again, a true consumer advocate that really cared about people. One of the things that I think he had was the business, his persona in the studio. I mean, you came in as a guest and you're nervous, and he had just this way of putting you at ease, just his tone of voice and the way he interacted with you with the conversational questions and that sort of thing. And Chuck brought out the best in people when it came to the program, and I truly feel that. And I'm going to miss Chuck. He was a great guy. He really was. He took on cases with such a tenacity that is rarely seen anymore. And I'll miss Chuck. I really will.
Don, thank you for calling in and for for your appreciation of Chuck. So many people from so many different perspectives valued his work. We got an email from John Colley who says, Chuck was kind, thoughtful, and generous, and he exemplified what a public servant should be. His program brought hope and solutions to many who thought they had nowhere to turn. And his corny jokes were charming and typically self-effacing. He will be long missed, and may we hope others will carry on where he left off. Also got an email from Linda Clever who says, what a loss. He was always so fair, positive, pointed, and kind. Everyone will miss him, especially those closest to him. We send our prayers. Let's hear next from Amanda in San Francisco. Thank you for calling this tribute to Chuck Finney.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I want to say that I listened to Chuck Finney for years, every single week. And he taught me things that I didn't even know that I needed to know about. He helped me very much on one issue that was urgent and severe for me to settle, and he led me in the right direction. I totally agree that he's still living in my mind, a very passionate consumer advocate. His soothing voice, I also agree with the other caller, that when I would call, I'd be a little nervous about being on the air. And I would hear his voice and his compassion and his soothing tones, and he would just focus me and get me right to the point. I think I heard his very last show. As I said, I listen every week. When I heard he had passed, I froze in my tracks. My mouth dropped, and I could not believe it. I grieve his loss very much, but his light does go on, and I do hope this show will continue in his spirit.
Thank you, Amanda. We really, really appreciate you calling in, and we're hearing from so many people. We got an email from Stephanie Levin who says, I'm so saddened to hear of Chuck Finney's unexpected passing. I often listen to his program as I felt it was such a public service to so many people who couldn't afford an expensive lawyer. One time I had a question and called, I sent an email. Chuck actually picked up the phone and called me to answer my question, a rare, caring human being in times when so many don't have time. Thank you, Stephanie, for that. Also, got a post on our Facebook page from Daniel Luna who says, I'm so sorry to hear this. Condolences to his family and all the KALW family. As a DA, I doubt he would have thought of himself as a revolutionary, but bringing the law to the people was a revolutionary act. Let's go next to Jerry Roney, who's called into the program. Jerry, welcome to this special edition of Your Legal Rights.
Hi, my name is Jerry Roney, and I am Chuck Finney's brother-in-law.
Oh, sorry for your
loss. I have known this man for probably more years than most of your listeners have. I was there the night before he married my sister. My wife and I spent the entire night making food for the wedding when Chuck lived in a little house way up in the Santa Cruz Mountains in Ben Lomond. And all I can say, it's a greater loss to me than it is to any of your listeners. I mean, he was a wonderful man. He's been at every major event in our family life for the last, I don't know, 40 years, whatever it is. My sister, needless to say, is beside herself. But I would like to thank all of your listeners that I have been hearing on your show tonight for their admiration to Chuck. And I agree with all of them. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. And thank you, thank your station for supporting him and his service to your listeners for all this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. And again, very sorry for your loss. We know that for the family, Chuck means something completely at a whole nother level in a different place than for those of us who heard him on the radio or even knew him in the work. But so we really, truly appreciate you taking time to call and sharing that. We are doing a special tribute to Chuck Finney here tonight on Your Legal Rights. I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW. And it's strange to be here on a Wednesday evening and not to have Chuck here in the station doing this program. And as I said early in the hour, we are going to look for ways to continue the educational work that Chuck pioneered on this program and kept going all these years in the community of legal professionals and regular people who have supported and cared about this program. Some people just wrote in who've just been listeners, you know, that haven't even necessarily gotten specific advice. One of them, Andrea Hasiba, writes, "Every Wednesday evening for many, many years, I picked up my husband at the bus stop around 7:30 p.m. I'd get to the bus stop at 7 o'clock and wait for the bus listening to Your Legal Rights. And when my husband arrived, he would ask, 'What's the topic tonight?' and listen to the rest of the show with me as we drove home. What I have to say about Chuck, he came across as a kind and compassionate man. He listened to each caller's legal problems with patience, concern, and interest. Everyone's story held equal weight. He explained the legal issues and the laws with a clear, warm voice. I send my deepest sympathy to his friends and coworkers at KALW and to his family." Thank you, Andrea, for that. Let's go next on the phone to Penny in Redwood City. Penny, thank you for calling this special edition of Your Legal Rights.
Well, thank you for doing this program. I am just a member of the public, but I have been the recipient of wonderful help from Chuck Finney and experienced his brilliance in both his radio work and his work at San Mateo County. I mean, I've been listening to the show for years, and I have always assumed that it was Chuck's baby, that he came up with the idea. It is the most wonderful program, and I have received help from it, but I also loved listening to him. He has had this wonderful radio voice and a tremendous gift for explaining to the public and asking the right questions to his experts. Wonderful to listen to. And then in his work at the county, he helped us personally very, very much. And I was so impressed. He was so responsive. He called right back, and he took on our problems as though they were his own. He took a genuine interest, helped us solve things. And he had a fantastic sense of humor. He took the time to chat and enjoy the whole process. And I, when he said he was retiring, I expressed distress, and he said, "Well, I'll still be around, and I wish he were, but I'm a tremendous fan, and I'm very grateful to him, and always will be." Thank you.
Thank you, Penny, for being part of this conversation, honoring Chuck Finney. Got a nice email here from Jerry and Gary, who write in, "We are so sad to hear Chuck Finney is no longer with us. He was our favorite KALW persona. We listened to his show every week for years, even after we left the Bay Area. He was informative and helped those of us who are not lawyers understand the law in plain language. We love that he invited specialists on his show. On more than one occasion, we called his Call a Lawyer night for information. Always so helpful. We contributed to KALW because of Chuck, and when he learned we had credited his show for our contribution, he sent us a letter and invited us to visit him. We're sorry we did not get to take him up on his gracious offer. We will miss him." Thank you so much for that email. So many people writing in and sharing their thoughts and memories. Want to go to our next caller, Steve Wagstaff, who's called into the program. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me speak about my dear coworker and friend, Chuck. I met in 1985 when he came to work at the district attorney's office. For the next three decades, Chuck provided such wonderful work for the members of our community here in San Mateo County. I want to give two very quick examples of that, where he really cared not just about the pig people, but he cared about all people. One case that he handled for us involved an auto dealership here in the south end of the county, where they were selling cars to individuals who only spoke Spanish but were not complying with the law that required a Spanish contract. And Chuck ended up handling that, suing them successfully and resolving the case and getting restitution for people. He cared about them. Another case was where there was a tow truck company that was illegally towing cars in our underserved area of the south end of the county. Chuck was able to get restitution for all of those victims. That's what he cared about. He was just such a wonderful servant for everybody in our consumer area, renowned throughout the state, and will be long missed. But it's his friendship that will matter the most. When I would come up and be a guest on the his show, he would always pick me up here at the office and say we're riding up together in that old car of his that he was so in love with. And we would talk and get a chance to really see his perspective. And the answer was Chuck had one primary goal. He cared about people and making sure that people were entitled to all their rights and what he could do to help them. He had me on his show even when it was with Mike Farrell, who spoke earlier, and where Mike and I had differing views on things. Chuck always could get both views out so well. He was masterful in how he handled his radio show over the years. We're going to miss the man. He was so devoted to his family. Nothing mattered to him more than his wonderful wife and his wonderful daughter. And here at the district attorney's office, he continued to volunteer for 4 years after he retired up until his death. He was working here 2 days a week just so he could answer calls from consumers and help them. The likes of Chuck will not walk this planet again. We will miss him enormously, and I really am grateful for the opportunity to have known him and for the chance to speak tonight and know that here at the DA's office, we offer to his family our greatest condolences. Thanks for letting me say my few words.
Thank you, Steve. Truly appreciate you calling in. And, of course, for people who are at the radio station who are no Chuck from the program, hearing about what was his day job and his incredible commitment there is very, very meaningful. And so I appreciate you calling in and talking about his career and his commitment to that work. I do want to let you, folks know that while we're doing this on-air tribute to Chuck Finney, we are having the regular Call a Lawyer night where we have lawyers in a number of specialties, including trust and estates, criminal law, landlord-tenant law, intellectual property, family law, and tax and real estate law, as well as labor law, all in our phone room at 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917. They are here to answer your questions. Chuck Finney was all about providing information to the public, empowering people with the information that he and his colleagues in the legal profession had. And so we invite you to take advantage of that service here on this special night where we are remembering Chuck and the work that that he did here at KALW and, of course, in his work in San Mateo County. Let's hear next from Roger Daly, who's called into the program. Roger, welcome to this tribute to Chuck Finney.
Thank you so much, Matt. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. I'm with the National Board of Trial Advocacy. We had the good fortune of helping to sponsor Chuck's vision and word and spreading it across the country through the NPR satellite system. And Chuck was truly an incredible champion, and we were so thrilled to help spread his good work. Not only that, we were able to bring some of our attorneys who are across the country from Hawaii to Florida to North Dakota to Maryland. And I have to say that Chuck was the kind of guy who his program and the work and service to the community were everything to him. Chuck would request a certain sort of attorney with a certain sort of expertise, and I might send him an email at 11 o'clock at night, and at 11:01 I'd get an email back that he was really pleased that we made that connection, and we're going to have something that was going to really serve his purpose. One of the things that really always impressed me about Chuck, too, was he had a great love of law, and it was a great curiosity for all kinds of law. And you always got this sense that there wasn't enough time ever to cover all the areas of interest he had. And lastly, I'd like to say that he was really kind of the everyman sort of host. You know, when he was hosting, he never asked the questions as if he was an attorney, but he asked the kind of questions that would be appropriate for somebody like myself who's not a lawyer, who's just an average person, and he found a way to make those great connections. So not only will he be missed in California, but he's going to be missed across the country.
Roger, thank you so much for your support for the program and for those words about Chuck. I mean, curiosity. That's actually something that showed up in a lot of emails that I received that we've gotten at the station in the last few days. It's just interest in the world, and that's part of what we try to engage in public radio. And so, yeah, he's a great example of that for sure. I'm going to read an email from someone who was a guest on this program a number of times, Myron Moskowitz, who says, I was privileged to be a guest on Chuck's show many times over the years, pontificating on landlord-tenant law, appellate practice, and constitutional law. Chuck was a great host and a great guy. We all miss him. Thank you, Myron, for that. Also heard from C.J. Roberts, who writes, Chuck brought thoughtfulness, meaningful assistance, and kindness to the program's listeners. As one of those listeners, a fan and a member of the on-air community he created, I will miss him. And I hope KALW will continue airing Your Legal Rights as a tribute to Mr. Finney's work and his service to the community. Thank you, C.J. Also heard from Marie Jensen, who says, I always look forward to the drive to my studio in Berkeley on Wednesday nights. Chuck Finney was the best, the fairest questioner, the thoughtful thinker. I also loved his soothing voice. Thank you so much for that, Marie. Let's hear next from John, who's called in to the program. John, welcome to this tribute to Chuck Finney.
Hi, can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah, this is John from San Francisco. I've only met Chuck, known Chuck for a short while, but I've been a big fan of the station and a big fan of his show. And I came one night, I came by to see the studio, and the first one to come out to greet me was Chuck, who actually let me sit in on his program and has done so less for a couple times. But we sort of became friends, and he sort of became my mentor, and just he's been incredible. He's just incredible, his voice. And it's just, he was anxious to show me the goings-on in his radio station, and I will miss him. And I just pray for his family, and just love the opportunity that he gave me when he was here. So thanks for letting me call.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let's hear next from Joe. Joe, welcome to the program.
It's Joe Hughes, formerly of KALW.
Oh, hi, Joe.
I was an announcer operator there for many years.
Yes.
Until I retired in 2003. And if I may, just a quick anecdote talking about Chuck's sense of humor.
Yeah.
There was one particular period of fundraising we were doing one night, and the calls were a little slow coming in with donations, memberships. And so Chuck said, well, what else can we do to encourage people to call in? And I said, Chuck, I don't know. We've tried everything else except standing on our head. And Chuck said, well, let's do it. So right in the middle of the show, in the middle of the studio, Chuck got up and stood on his head right there in the middle of the studio, and the call started coming in. And then he asked me to do it, and I did it too. So, Chuck, I just want you to know, wherever you are, old buddy, I'd stand on my head for you anytime.
Joe, thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear from you, and yeah. Chuck was fun. It's good. It is definitely on this night. It's good to remember what a good time it was to actually be around around Chuck. Let's hear next from Leon Baer, who's called in to the program. Hi, Leon. Welcome.
Hi there. I was on Chuck's show as a bankruptcy law guest many times. I can't be as eloquent as some of the other speakers. And I know you want to get as many people on the air as you can. I'll just be really brief. Chuck just cared so much about people who were disadvantaged and people who've been left behind by society. That was his real passion in life, was trying to bring them a way to overcome the legal issues that they have, a way to understand where they were in terms of legal issues. This guy was heaven sent. It was such an honor to always be on his program. He was just always so nice to me. He cared about what was happening in his life. And as he was ailing, he never said a word about himself, never a complaint. The guy just cared about everyone else. I just knocked away by his passing. I'm very sad about it.
Thank you, Leon. Appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in and your participation in the program over the years. Getting some other emails that are coming in. Got an email here from Martha Saavedra, who says, for years, I've cooked dinner for the kids while listening to Chuck Finney on Your Legal Rights. I appreciated the simple care, respect, and humanity he showed to his guests, callers, and listeners. The topics and conversations were always so useful and insightful. He made law accessible. I've recommended his show and the resources he shared to many. He will be missed. Also got this email from Deborah Radin and Linda Kramer of the Kramer Radin Law Firm in Los Altos. When Chuck Finney asked you to step up, not only did you not consider saying no, you understood what an honor it was to say yes. We had the privilege of joining Chuck on the radio on multiple occasions and were always struck with his breadth of knowledge about consumers' rights and his clear conviction that the knowledge should be shared as widely as possible. He understood the law as a vital tool that must be accessible to all, and it was an honor to be Chuck's partner in his ongoing efforts to make the world a better place. We will miss him, but we'll hold him in our thoughts as we continue his legacy of informing and protecting the public and our community. Also got an email from Scott Stillman, who says, I'm deeply saddened by the loss of Chuck. I'm an employment attorney and had the honor of being a guest on his show multiple times, including as recently as last month. No matter the subject area we would be covering on a show, Chuck always had such genuine passion and curiosity for the law, and importantly on how it impacted people's lives. He always knew the best follow-up questions to ask in order to make sure that the law was accessible to his listeners. Additionally, he had an infectious and warm enthusiasm about him that made being in his presence such a joy. He brought out the best in people, and he will be missed greatly. Thank you so much, Scott, for that email. There are way too many emails to read that are coming in. I do want to thank. I want to read Jacqueline Tona's email. She says, Chuck exuded his passion to support his community and what he knew best. I will miss him, and I am thankful for the many years I was able to gain knowledge through your legal rights. Someone who has known Chuck for a long time and who many of you might know as the person who picks up the phone when you call into the show is Martin McLean, and I want to invite him to come in and briefly share some thoughts about Chuck before we go, because I know there's so many people who've worked and known Chuck. I'd love to, if I can get Martin in here. He's making his way to the studio. Just have a seat real quick here, Martin. We're short on time, but if you have a thought or two to share about Chuck, that would be great.
Okay, I got to say I am very, very pleased with the contributions that people have come up with, every one of them different, right off the top of their head, improvised the whole evening, which is one more tribute to Chuck's ability to draw the best out of people. So thank you, callers, okay?
Thank you so much, Martin. Thanks for being there, answering people all the time when they do call in. And we have another great email here from Martin Alpern, who says, I was a guest in July of 2017 on a program that Chuck did about Homeland Security. I remember feeling safe when I met Mr. Finney. That was my first radio show, and I felt comfortable. It was a gift. I was there because the subject interested him. He was genuinely curious. Thank you so much, Martin, for that email. And also Addie Jenkins, who writes, his was a voice you don't hear much anymore. He always sounded kind, concerned, reasoned, and generous, and even when the topic wasn't particularly of interest to me, I was happy to listen to the broadcast just to feel his presence. Thank you, Addie, and we are going to have to wrap it up. Of course, many of us here tonight missing the presence of Chuck Finney, and I want to thank everyone who was here tonight, everyone who called or emailed, and of course the many people we could not get on the air. I want to thank Joanne Marr, who is at the controls, as she has been for many years, working with Chuck, Martin McLean, who was on the phones, as he has been for so many Wednesday nights on Your Legal Rights. I also want to offer a special thanks to Alice O'Sullivan and Alexandra Finney for their help and blessings in this evening's program. And thanks to the whole community around this program and around KALW. Rest in peace, Chuck.